We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
So the ping pong balls bounced the Grizzlies way last night, and they moved up to number 2 in the 2019 NBA draft. Zion Williamson is going to come off of the board number 1, unless they discover like a heart condition or something, which means the Grizzlies will be able to select anybody except Zion Williamson. And if Grizzlies fans have their way, it appears the player the Grizzlies will select is Ja Morant, the man who recruited him to Murray State, coached in the past 2 years, is Matt McMahon, and he joins me now. Matt, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, you kidding me? You're doing me a favor. Thanks for being here. First things first. If you get to have Ja just 3 hours away from Murray, Kentucky, that's not the worst thing in the world, is it?
No, I think the people here in Murray, Kentucky would be really excited about that. You know, I think that's one of the things that's such a draw about him. You know, he sold out our 9,000-seat arena here. He sold out our conference tournament, over 10,000 people. Sold out the Hartford Civic Center, over 18,000 people, so... I think his appeal to the fans across the country is huge.
What makes him special?
Well, I think Gary's just this once-in-a-lifetime point guard who comes along, who's a perfect combination of a lot of things. He's got great size and freakish athleticism at the point guard position. His basketball IQ is off the charts. He just has incredible court vision and feel for the game. And then you combine all that with his character, the fact that players love to play with him, and then just the overall wow factor that he brings to the game. I think that's why he's developed into this once-in-a-generation point guard.
Talking to Murray State coach Matt McMahon. He coached Ja Morant the past 2 years at Murray State. The Grizzlies picking second in the 2019 NBA draft. Ja Morant, a likely candidate for that selection. Obviously, his story, I think, is well-documented at this point, although I'm not sure many people know the details of it, and I tried to explain in the opening segment. As the story goes, he's taking part, I believe it's July 2016, in like some combine ragtag AAU thing in South Carolina, and one of your assistants, James Kane, is there, and as the story's explained, earlier in the day, before college coaches arrived, they worked out players and measured them, and then they kept a group in the main court, like these are the better players, and then they sent everybody else to the back gym to like play 3-on-3 by themselves, basically. Ja was in the group that got sent to the back gym, and James Kane gets hungry at some point, and he's like just actually looking for a concession stand, like the guy just wants a hot dog or something, and he notices this guard destroying everybody, calls you and says, we've got to get on this kid. At the time, he either didn't know his name or just found it out because Ja's name wasn't even on the roster that was handed out to college coaches so they would know who they're evaluating. And like within a week, you guys had a visit with him, and within a few months, he was committed. Is it really as wild as that?
You told the story pretty well, Gary, probably a lot better than I could. we saw him there. We were chasing Tevin Brown, who's right. A really good two-guard for us on our team now. And so we were following him around at that event, and James came across Ja. I believe I was in Atlanta at the time and then went up to Spartanburg the next morning to watch him take place in the actual tournament portion of the event. And you know, we offered him a scholarship right away and recruited him hard. I think part of the tale about it isn't accurate. He was recruited. He was obviously under-recruited.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, he had Atlantic 10 offers. He had an SEC offer. And I think he just felt like this was the right fit for him here at Murray State.
You know, people act like, some people, like he just blew up this year. And he obviously did. He was very good as a freshman. Averaged 13 points, 6.5 rebounds, 6.3 assists. But did you expect him to become, even after his freshman season, anything like what he became? And if not, when did you realize this is another level now?
No, I did. Last April when we sat down We did a little bit of leadership work because we knew this would be his team this year. And I told him this would be my last year coaching him, and I was going to enjoy every second of it. I'll be honest, I didn't think it would be to necessarily be a top two pick at that point, but I had a really good feeling he'd be a surefire first rounder coming out after his sophomore year. You know, those numbers you talk about there, Gary, as a freshman, I think there are only eight players in the last 26 years of college basketball who have done that. That combination of points, rebounds, and assists. Penny Hardaway there in Memphis being one of them.
Right.
So Jason Kidd, another. So we knew he was in pretty good company there with what he did as a freshman.
When did NBA people start coming in and telling you, this doesn't just look like a pro, this looks like a top five pick?
There were some who were a little ahead of the game who saw us in the NCAA tournament against West Virginia last year. But when he really took off, is when he went to the CP3 camp in Winston-Salem in August. You know, all the NBA personnel were there. Some of the ESPN NBA personnel were there. And they just saw the athleticism and just the ridiculous talent that he is. And at that point, that's when it took off from a standpoint of, you know, Kentucky would have their pro day in October, say on a Monday, and then every team would come from Lexington, make the trip down to Murray to see Ja as we went through October and early November.
Talking to Murray State coach Matt McMahon here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He is the man who recruited Ja Morant, coached in the past 2 years. Ja Morant now the most likely selection at number two, according to most analysts, to be a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. People ask me all the time, who would you compare him to? Let me ask you. You worked with him every day. I didn't. Who would you compare him to?
You're going to hate my answer, but the same person I compared him to when we recruited him, Ja Morant. We told him we were recruiting him to come in here and be the absolute best Ja Morant he could be, and that's what I would compare him to as he moves forward. I don't know that there are many players like him. You could probably take some traits of, you know, an athletic point guard like some people do, or a really smart point guard like some people do. But you combine all those into one, and that's who Ja Morant is.
I heard somebody – listen, the YouTube videos are awesome to watch. It's just one violent dunk after another. But I talked to an NBA person last night who said what gets lost in the YouTube videos that all of you are tweeting is that he's an amazing passer with amazing court vision. What makes him – is it just natural, a gift that he has? How much did you guys develop it? Has he always been somebody that has incredible court vision and can really, you know, see things and then do things that normal people can't see or do?
Some probably natural, Gary. Some, you know, a lot of credit to his mom and dad, T and Jamie. They really pushed him and challenged him growing up. But he just has an incredible feel for the game, and it's little things that you take for granted. But just if you're a good 3-point shooter, every time he makes that pass to you, it's going to hit you right on target, right on time, lead you right into your three. If you're an athlete, he throws those lobs from behind half court with pinpoint accuracy. He just, you know, I guess at the end of the day, that's his best trade. He makes everyone around him better. And you know, I think you combine that IQ and into the athleticism, and that's why you have this special player. I know a lot of people always show the dunk where he jumped over the 6'8" player at UT Martin. But that's really a great example of what kind of player he is. That was a play that we had run three possessions ago to get Tevin Brown an open three, and he made that three. But Josh, he saw that on that play, he was being denied on the wing. And so he called it and ran it again. And Tevin knew to go to the back door. And that's what set up Ja for that tomahawk dunk. And all of that was orchestrated by Ja. That had nothing to do with coaching or play design.
That's interesting. I'm wrapping up here with Matt McMahon, head coach at Murray State, Coach Ja Morant the past couple of years. Last thing before I let you go, like I said, yeah, it appears Zion Williamson is going to go number one. And the consensus basically here in Memphis is that the fans want the Grizzlies to take Ja Morant and have a combination going forward of Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. you're talking to Grizzlies fans right now. Explain to them what you see when you look into the future of Ja Morant's career. How good can he actually be?
Oh, he's a superstar. He doesn't need me going around hyping him up. I think his play will support all that. But, Gary, he's a longtime all-star in the NBA. He's a guy you want to build your franchise around. He's a guy you want making an impact on your community. He's the absolute total package as a player and just as importantly as a man and a leader for what he's going to mean to whichever franchise is fortunate enough to draft him. He's the absolute best of the best.
That's good to hear. That's Murray State coach Matt McMahon here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hey, listen, I know that a lot of this stuff is hard work that Ja puts in, and a lot of this stuff is natural gifts that, you know, maybe he was just born with, but this is also true. He was never supposed to be anything like this coming out of high school, and it would be, I think, foolish to think that you and your staff didn't play some role in this development, turning him from an unheralded high school prospect into presumably a top two pick in the NBA draft in a span of a couple of years. So you deserve some credit for that as well. Congratulations on what you've done with him, and I appreciate your time, man. I owe you.
All right. Thanks so much, Gary. If you see the next Ja Morant down there in Memphis, send him our way.
I'll text you the information as soon as I identify him. I promise you.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right, Matt. I'll see you. That's Matt McMahon, head coach at Murray State. Listen, most head coaches are going to talk positively about their guys. Like, let's start the conversation there. But you don't have to say all of the things that he just said unless you sincerely believe all of the things he just said. Like, didn't say, hey, you know, you never know, sure, but, you know, I could really see him being, you know, great someday, or, you know, there's still, you know, got a lot of improvement to do, but I could see. He didn't mince his words at all. He's a superstar. Yeah. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be an all-star in that league for a long time. I can't imagine there's a Grizzlies fan that listened to Ja Morant's coach just talk about Ja Morant and think that the Grizzlies need to do anything next month other than go ahead and select the Murray State guard and make him your point guard of the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.